Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yeah, this got TSA guy checking in. Must be a Facebook friend of mine. They no reason they should have taken the butt plug unless it was sharp. And they're not sharp usually. They're rounded because sharp is a bad thing.
Yeah.
Cut your anus, right. Right. We have an outside source that takes care of that stuff for us. The alcohol that passes through there, we have to dump down the sink at an off-site. Our off-site. So they don't even get the chance if somebody decides to sneak some liquid in there. Alcohol, by the way. They have to just pour it out, and I guess another
room. You can't designate your mouth a sink.
How about this?
Can you not? Are you not supposed to take any booze through there, even if it's like in the size that you're allowed to take on a plane?
There's duty free shops, but you're already in the.
You can take it, but you're not allowed to drink it on the plane.
Yeah,
no.
What about the Concorde?
That's under the jurisdiction of wherever the airline is headquartered.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know that.
By the way, you can drink it on a plane. You just don't let anybody see you do it.
You can't get caught doing it on the plane.
But, you know, I was chugging little airplane bottles out in the open years ago on Southwest, and you can't do that. Oh, I didn't know.
You know what's funny? Before 9/11, I would fly with a bunch of those little vodka bottles in my leather bag.
Yeah.
And they always went through the TSA. Nobody would bother me there. And then I'd pull them out. Now, to make it look realistic, I'd order Bloody Mary. And then I just would never order another one again. But I kept pulling out bottles and bottles. And I didn't even know it was illegal at the time, you know.
Now it's part of the spiel on the plane now.
I know.
Hey, if you have alcohol, you can't drink it here.
If you got one of those little bottles of vodka in your thing or whiskey or whatever, and you pull it out, and they put it between your legs, but nobody's going to narc on you. Nobody's going to see it, you know.
No, pre-9/11, I used to fly with a... You know, a little dugout and a one-hitter.
Yeah.
It was like in my pocket.
Nice.
And this was the times when...
That was a butt plug one-hitter, by the way.
There was no big security lines. You got through it pretty quickly. And, you know, my thing was to be the last person on the airplane. So I spent as little time as possible in the airport. And a lot
it'd be great
of times,
to have a hollowed-out butt plug that actually has vodka in it. And then the guy goes, hey, we need to take this. Well, hang on a second. And he'd unscrew it and just swig out of it.
Remember the story we did a few months ago? The lady, I think this was somewhere in South America, she got caught at airport security. She had a butt plug with her, like, dead boyfriend's ashes inside of it.
That's right, right.
And she was currently wearing it when she got caught.
Yeah,
and she documented the whole thing on TikTok, and it
wouldn't be great though. He said, "What are your final wishes? I want to be in your ass."
Yeah, stow me in my favorite place.
I got it.
Stow me.
Now this email here from Mike. This would work.
You don't hear that much. Stow
this wouldn't
me.
Work at the airport, but it worked for him. He said he had to go. He had to go to the courthouse.
Yeah,
had a pocket knife on him. Didn't want to, you know, just dump it. Didn't want to walk all the way back to his car. Went outside. Hit it in like a sculpture outside in front of the building, and then retrieved it when he came out.
I love that. And he said he used the dunk as Oreos.
Later,
he
used the dunk Oreos in the bell.
Yes.
Yeah, because Mike's that freak that does that fork and Oreo thing, man. You know.
Was he the guy that started it?
No.
He was.
He says he was just kidding about that.
Yeah.
No.
So he had to be confident he was going to be leaving the courthouse.
Yeah.
Yeah, he must not have been there for his trial.
Yeah. Yeah. It's there 8 years later. He comes back. Oh, cool, man.
8 to 10 later.
Or
hey, there it is.
Confident he was going to be acquitted.
Oh, here we go. Another email from Butt Plug at TSA Guy. It was clean thoroughly with soap. That's why he likes the glass ones, much easier to clean.
No sharp ends?
And yes, you can walk around without it falling out. It's really not that hard. He's had several
hours at times.
Is he a straight guy?
No.
Bye, he said.
Okay. Yeah.
And you never know. Someone might be standing right next to you at the bank with one in. I have a feeling he might have sent that email standing in line at the bank.
Yeah. I don't care what's in your butt, wherever you are. You know?
No. That's your business.
Man. Yeah. Yeah. I don't care. Gay, straight, bi, whatever. I
wonder how many straight dudes walk around with butt plugs. It could be guys that are into pegging, maybe. They just want that sensation all day.
I want to know, but see, that sensation seems sexual. I mean, think yeah, feel pretty, I think it feels pretty good all the time.
In your butt.
Do you want to be around? You want to feel You want to feel like all the time?
I don't know.
No, because that would make the times that it actually happens less special.
Don't you feel sexy most of the day anyway? I mean, look at you.
Wasn't that like a prep thing?
I'm gonna try a butt plug. Just tell you guys, I'll just try it.
Do it.
Yeah.
Accomplish something.
I gotta go buy one. Though.
No, you order it online.
Yeah, but then it shows up, and I'm at the house, and Becky answers it. You know.
Does she open your packages from Amazon?
No, I don't really.
If it comes with your name on it,
more than I do. Yeah. No, the Amazon account is her name, no matter what. Because it's under there. Yeah, so I just anything shows up under her
name.
But
you couldn't just tell her, hey, I'm expecting a butt plug. Just throw it on the desk.
Yeah.
You might be being asked what you want for Christmas soon.
Yeah, put it on your wish list.
Tell Santa.
We should all sit here some morning with butt plugs in during the show.
I like that you think that's not happening already.
You mean we should all do the show standing here?
No, sitting, you know. So thanks for the – so speaking of alcohol.
The guests might be disappointed if they show up on butt plug day.
Oh, Peters would be into it tomorrow in a heartbeat, man. I know him. He's a freak.
Yeah, Walsh said Walsh, I think.
Walsh should be into it.
Yeah, we just do it on a Tuesday when Walsh is here.
Right. And we'll bring up Rachel, too, by the way. What the hell? Let's have a female butt plug. That's where it gets
weird. Delve into the shadows of the mind. With Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Section our friend Cleet Blakeman last night, finding out if he's ever going to be in Pittsburgh. He didn't know yet for a game. And I forgot to ask him, has he ever thrown a flag and hit a player in the dink?
That was love a college clip.
Is that a college game or pro
game? It was
game?
Memphis.
Okay.
Memphis. I don't know who they were playing, but the kid who got hit in the dink was from Memphis.
And there's weights at the bottom of those things. They wrap them up in little weights.
Yeah, I remember a guy from the Browns got hit in the eye.
Yeah.
And that guy pushed the ref down, remember?
Right.
And that I think that shortened that dude's career.
And I think they also, after that.
He pushed the ref down.
There was some protocol changes in how you throw the flag, too.
Yeah.
What shortened his career? The eye injury or
the eye injury?
Oh yeah, no, he messed his eye up.
He knocked the ref down. He just pushed the ref down his ass, but you can't do that. But I understood the emotion behind
it was
that.
Just
I don't
instinct.
Even think he got. I don't remember if he really got a huge fine or something like that. But it's like they thought, don't do that, but we get why you're pissed.
Yeah, we did kind of ruin your eyeball.
Yeah. He was an offensive lineman for the Browns. That's been a while. I remember that story. But, this Memphis kid comes up on the sideline, basically, and the flag is thrown. It must be a pass interference, something like that.
Yeah, I think so.
Hits like a linebacker or a cornerback in the dink, right?
Right in the dink. I mean, just square, and it doubles him over right
that's
there.
That's got to hurt, man. That's got to hurt.
And they're not wearing cups?
They don't wear cups in football. Nobody wears cups in football. No.
No.
Alexander Payne going to be fun in the program a little later on. The Holdovers is in theaters now. Alexander, of course, if you're not familiar, is an Omaha native. And, God, he was on our show years ago. Yeah, a couple studios ago.
Yeah, two studios ago.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, Puss, what kind of bet was it? Was there a parlay on the Bengals beating the Texans?
Yeah, did you see that?
No, it was a parlay. Is you know, usually lose.
It was a four leg.
This will give
parlay.
Nick hope. This will be hit Nick hope with some cash here.
It was a four leg parlay, but it was all the things were in the same game. Where they were in Texans Bengals game. The part that gets me is the dude put down a $500,000 bet.
Whoa!
On a four leg parlay, but it only paid off 10-1. He cashed out $5.5 million on a $500,000 bet. Well, usually those parlays are a little bit higher odds, aren't they?
It must have been stuff that was going to happen, you know?
So it was the four legs of the parlay where Houston had to beat the Bengals, and they did on a last-second walk-off field goal.
In Cincinnati, man, too.
So yeah. Just outright
it's
win.
It's beautiful.
Not cover the spread.
Yeah, outright win.
Okay. I'm with you, Nick. I hate the Bengals.
The Texans Bengals had to go over 44.5, and it did. I think it was 30-27.
That one seems like a no-brainer.
Texans running back Devin Singletary had to score a touchdown. He did. Uh-huh. And he had to go over 51.5 rushing yards. He ended up having 150. So
I think the toughest one there was actually the Bengals losing at home, and they did. So
probably, yeah.
So the field goal, that guy won $5 million?
Yeah. On that last-second field goal, that was the last leg of the parlay he had to hit, and he cashed $5.5 million.
I assume that dude didn't. The $500,000 wasn't his last $500,000.
Probably not.
No.
That's not something you bet.
He probably had that to lose.
But they say it's one of the largest payouts on a parlay ever reported by a U.S. sports book.
I wonder if he that he was in Vegas. If he won $5 million, he wouldn't be in Vegas when he win $5
million? Yeah, this guy was in Florida at the newly reopened Hard Rock Sportsbook. Is that Hollywood, Florida?
I think so.
Yeah, I think it is.
Where they have that Hard Rock?
Yeah. Yeah.
He was at the casino?
I guess, yeah.
At least that's where he placed the bet.
I don't think they just hand you the cash, though. You know.
No, I think sportsbooks still overall are up from people who bet parlays.
Oh, big time. Yeah.
Nobody wins a parlay bet.
They don't. When I bet, though, that's what I'll do. Because if I'm putting $20 down, I'm not going to like run around the living room if I win $30.
Yeah. I get you. It's worth the entertainment value to try to. Okay, I get 2,500-1 odds on this.
What's wrong with that? He won $30.
Right. That's not even really sit up off the couch.
No, I know. That's a problem. But that's a problem with one of the reasons I don't like to gamble is because I don't think it's a big deal when you win $20 or $50. I mean, but you want life changing money, and gambling's not the way to do it, you know. You're never going to win, you know.
No, because you've got to be able to lose life-changing money.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, you have to have that to put down.
Yeah, well, that's why we all play the lottery, I guess, the dollar thing. That's not life-changing money. Then maybe you'll win $1 billion, but, you know, that doesn't happen either.
Yeah, apparently at this same place, this same casino, this Hard Rock, earlier last week they said one better placed two bets totaling $1.5 million on the Kent State Bowling Green game.
Yeah.
And I guess he won.
Throw the records out when they play each other. Right?
$1.1 million and $426,000 on two separate bets on that. I don't know. You must have some inside information.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's insider trading right there.
Like, yeah, who knows anything about Kent State and Bowling Green?